This is Teddy Trice. Today is Wednesday, hump day, midweek, named after the Norse god Woden, also known as Odin the Wanderer. And what does that mean? It means that if you don't get off that couch and wander, explore, discover, then you are besmirching the very namesake of the day in question. Odin the Wanderer was not afraid to see what the night had in store, and he ended up having a day of the week named after him. If that's not something to raise a crisp, clean Budweiser to, we don't know what is. Venture. It's what we do. Budweiser. Here at Runza, many people ask us why we don't serve breakfast. Our answer is simple. Because we're busy making lunch. We're up with the roosters each morning to start hand-slicing onion rings and making Runza sandwiches. And we wouldn't have time for that if we had to spend our mornings figuring out how to inject syrup into bread. Seriously, people actually do that. But not us, because we don't do everything. We do our thing. Runza, the difference is real. Fly to Florida, Hengtin in Hawaii, Cruise in California. Whichever sensational trip you take, you'll get discounts up to 25% off Alamo's great rates, so you can have a cool time in a hot place. See ya in the sun. Call your local Virtuoso travel specialist for reservations today. On January 30th, the crowd will shake. The earth will rumble. 30 superstar wrestlers of the WWE bang heads in a winner-take-all rumble. 30 wrestlers, one ring. Something's gotta give. The Royal Rumble. Wrestling will never be the same.
It's tough to quit smoking. Just ask any of the 50 million Americans who continue to puff away, even though they know the toll it takes on health and longevity. When it comes to breaking this lethal habit, the most effective tool is willpower. The American Cancer Society now offers a free video for those smokers who feel they can't quit alone. Call the American Cancer Society today. We'll be here.
In 1930, an Iowa artist named Grant Wood asked his sister and his dentist to pose for a painting, a tribute to the tough rural stock of America. He dressed his sister in a simple frock, a white collar held close around her neck by a brooch. The dentist he outfitted in overalls, a band collar shirt buttoned tight around the throat, and a dark business jacket. He posed the couple, bored stiff in front of a plain house. The man, transformed by art into a Midwestern farmer, grips a pitchfork and stares straight ahead. The woman looks away. The resulting painting, called American Gothic, became one of the most enduring images of the decade. An icon of the spirit that survived the hard times of the Depression.
Glory is fickle and hidden at the end of a long, tangled road. Tolls are paid in sweat and tears by those with fire in their soul. Through the toils of each day, spirits are tested, character revealed, demanding greatness from self, from all, upholding an ideal. Along with talent and heart, equipment is the unifying piece of an athlete's arsenal. As long as there are athletes with fire in their hearts, one company will craft the tools that fan the flames. We are Wilson, the hardest working brand in sports.
My boy Bill, I will see that he's named after me. I will. My boy Bill will be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground.
This has been Teddy Trice. Thanks for listening.